Thank you very much, distinguished delegate of Colombia, for that very detailed submission. Before I give the floor to Mexico, I just want to highlight that as much as you have what has been said by the delegates and what will be said by the delegates, I'm in your hands. So it is all up to all of us to work collectively to ensure that your aspirations find themselves into the document. That's number one. Secondly, I am a bit conflicted in whether to allow free-flowing long statements or to time them off. Again, I'm in your hands. I am normally a very patient person, normally. But sometimes when we are making our interventions, especially when we start going into the nitty-gritty of the articles, I would ask and humbly request that we have very targeted, very nuanced discussions and contributions so that we can be able to make some progress. Not that I will cut you off, but don't give me the reason to do so. Thirdly, we notice that this room is not necessarily the best placed venue to have this kind of negotiations. But I would also ask that we keep our ideas flowing and have open and direct conversations. Again, this is what I gleaned from the summary of the opening remarks and general statements that we held yesterday. I thank you for your kind indulgence and acceptance of this as a way forward. Having said that, I am not saying that you should not take the floor. I am just saying that let us also balance on this. And if you can send the delegate of Colombia your statement, I think maybe something that can be circulated to all so that we can be able to follow up, especially of the very key and the very pertinent issues that you've raised from the same. I hope we are in agreement with that. I see nodding in the room. I give the floor to Mexico, please. Mexico, you have the floor.